In this lesson, I want to show you how to use a custom domain with your Simplero web page. Let's get into it. So if you followed the course this far, we've set up our web page, we've set up the header, we've set up our navigation, our blog, our website configurations, and everything is looking good, except we're still using the Simplero URL, which is fine. You can absolutely use that, and there's no problem with it, but I want to use a custom URL, a custom domain that I've purchased, and I'm going to show you how to do that. I've actually written a complete guide on how to set up a custom domain, use a custom URL with your Simplero site, and we're just going to follow this three-step process, and I'm going to show you how it's done. So the first step is configure the DNS to add a CNAME. And that sounds technical, but it's actually pretty easy. It takes place in the domain registrar. So this is wherever you purchased the domain. In this example, I'm going to do, it's Google Domains, but it could be GoDaddy, it could be Namecheap, it could be Bluehost, it could be Eurohost, hundreds of different domain registrars. So you need to log in to wherever you purchased the domain. And in there, you're going to find an area called the DNS. The DNS is what we're looking for. So I am going to go into Google Domains. And again, every domain registrar is going to look a little bit different, but they're all going to have the same ideas. So I'm in my domains. I'm going to find the domain that I want to use. It's this one right here, laxgoalierat.com. And then again, we're looking for the DNS. So within Google Domains, it's right here. Within your domain registrar, if you can't find it, you know, search for DNS. They all have one. They all have one. Okay? And I'm going to scroll down to where I can add custom records. And this is where we're going to add the record. And let's come back to the guide because it says we need to add a CNAME record with the host or name equal www or whatever subdomain you want, like shop. And that points to your Simplero site URL, okay? So what is that saying? That is saying that, let's say we wanted www.laxgoalierat.com. That's what we wanted to use. Then we would use www as the subdomain. You can have whatever subdomain you want. So I'm actually gonna use shop as my subdomain. So when they wanna access this site, they go to shop.laxgoalierat.com, okay? And then your Simplero URL is just this right here. I'm going to copy that. You can also get it on your admin, you know, whatever this is right here. And if you actually wanted to change that, I'll show you how to do that in a second. But we'll just keep it as is for now because I want to come back to Google Domains and add a CNAME record with the subdomain shop. Not an A record. I need to change that to a CNAME. Copy in my Simplero URL, and there we go. So I've got my subdomain here. I've got my Simplero URL here, and I'm going to add that. So now there's a CNAME record, shop. And what this is saying at a high level, you don't need to really understand it. It's just saying anytime you access shop.laxgoalierat.com, show this site instead. That's all it's saying. Okay, so that's step one. Step two is to add the custom domain to Simplero. So we go to settings, change your URL, and then custom domain. So let me come back to my admin panel and go to settings, change your URL, custom domains. I'm going to add a custom domain. And remember, I called it shop.laxgoalierat.com. I'm going to save the changes there. And you can see instantly I've got a check mark for the DNS. That means I set it up properly. If for some reason you made a mistake, it will actually show you what the error is. Maybe, you know, it's not set up properly. Sometimes there's actually this clock. It takes a second just to, sometimes for the DNS to go live. So if there's a clock, you'll need to wait and come back. Now, we can use this custom domain for any site. We can use it for a main site. We haven't talked about membership sites or landing pages yet, but you can set it up for one of those as well. I'm just going to have this point to my main site. Okay? and then I hit save. And the SSL, you saw it was a clock. It takes just a few minutes, sometimes up to a couple hours to configure. And that is the security, the HTTPS. So now we're all set. If I click on shop.laxgoalierat.com, look at that. I'm taken to my Simplero site. Okay? And then the final step, and this is the final step is optional. Some people, if you know, they configure www.yourcustomdomain.com, and that's what they set it up. But they also want it if you add yourcustomdomain.com, if you happen to type that in, they want it to go to this site as well. So what you would do in that case is set up a forward to send the root, which is another way of saying no www, to send that to the www. So somebody enters in yourcustomdomain.com, they're sent automatically to this full www.yourcustomdomain.com. And you do that in the DNS as well. And within Google, it's here under synthetic records. Some domain registrars call these subdomain forward. And in that case, what you're going to do is just do the at symbol because that stands for nothing. And we're going to send that to http://shop.laxgoalierat.com. I want a permanent 301 redirect, and I want to forward the path, and I want to enable SSL. And so when I add that, when people come in here to just laxgoalierat.com, they'll automatically be taken to this site. All right, that's an optional step. And that's it. That's the three-step process. After that, we've got our custom domain, and you can see all of the links. Let me move my picture out of the way here. All of the links to the other pages get updated automatically as well. So there you go. Now we've configured a custom domain to use on our web page.